When the COVID-19 pandemic hit humanity in late 2019, we suddenly realised that the systems that hold us together are fragile. Our understanding of what is essential has changed dramatically, and we've had to find new ways to work, study, and create. To be together while apart, take care of ourselves and others, and find ways to build a similar but different world. In this third season of Modcast, we explore these cultural, economic, and personal challenges and ask how we can learn from this disruption to frame the future. Welcome to Life Interrupted. The early months of 2020 saw the way we work and study drastically change and adapt to the online world. Businesses encouraged their employees to work from home, and education was largely disrupted with schools closing for weeks at a time. No one could have seen this coming, but now we must make changes to our ordinary lives into the future. I'm Dimitra Papadopoulos, and in this episode of Life Interrupted, we're looking at how moving these essential parts of our lives into our homes has impacted us, and what we might adopt as a new way of life. This experience has taught us that we are able to adapt to unfamiliar circumstances and in some ways will reap the benefits, as long as we pay attention to our physical and mental health. Sylvia Pignata is a senior lecturer in human factors at UniSA and a behavioural researcher in work and organisational psychology. She says the transition to working from home isn't simple, and there are many social factors of the working experience that we need to consider.
We don't just go to work and then switch off our personal lives. We bring our personal lives to work and we bring our work lives to homes. Now, there are so many considerations psychologically and with regard to our social health that we've had to adapt now because of the situation that we're in.
Many people didn't anticipate the impact working from home would have on them psychologically. So we've seen a lot of people struggle with their mental health during this time. Sylvia says once we lost day-to-day interactions with others, only then did we realise how much we took our ordinary work and social lives for granted.
For the people who are working from home, particularly those living on their own, this is just a huge impact because, you know, we're social beings. We get energy from other people. We get ideas from other people. So having those social connections is just so vital.
Although we have adapted many technological and online-based aspects of the modern world, conventional approaches to work and study are still being used. Students still need to attend school and university, and businesses still function from office spaces. But what the shutdown demonstrated is how much time and money can be saved from remote work. Bruce Thomas is the director of the Australian Research Centre for Interactive and Virtual Environments. He says new technologies have allowed people to conduct business and study differently to adapt to the fast-changing world we live in.
The shift to online, although everybody might not like it, I think people have been able to effectively learn. What happens is the content can be explained, but it loses the social aspects of it. There's been concepts for the past 15, 20 years that people have come up with, but now they're actually using them and some of them are turning out to work quite well.
For education, traditional methods of teaching face-to-face have not changed for centuries. With the COVID-19 crisis, students in both school and tertiary education were for some time forced to shift to online learning. Many found the concept challenging and even more stressful than usual. It became harder to communicate with teachers and the social aspect of the experience was lost. Eddie Blass is the brains behind the online learning platform, the Inventorium. While encouraging students to try an alternative way of learning, Eddie says online education still comes with its complications.
There's a lot less control with online learning, and students have to be more motivated, which then challenges the teachers to actually produce seriously good materials in order to keep them motivated.
Maintaining a quality education has been tough for teachers during the pandemic because social interaction is vital to creating those light bulb moments for students. Sylvia Pignata says her students are starting to feel negatively impacted by online learning, and the majority of them want university to go back to normal.
Because we've been doing it for quite quite a while now, they are noticing it. People are getting Zoom fatigue, online study fatigue. I've been asking my students during our Zoom tutorials what their thoughts are, and it's quite mixed. Like, a few of them are saying that they enjoy studying from home because, you know, they don't have to commute, everything's there. But for so many others, they're sick of sitting in front of a computer all day. They really need that connection. We really are craving that social interaction that we need. It's really important for people to have those social relationships.
We have been fortunate enough to have access to a huge amount of online applications available through different types of devices, helping us to effectively work and study from home. What we haven't seen, though, is how these applications can provide us with that personal and shared connection that we get normally, because, quite simply, they can't. Bruce Thomas says the advancement of technology has a long way to go before we start seeing anything like that.
You lose this social aspect, and work is a social construct. There's more to work than you doing your job and getting paid for it. People are adapting ways to solve that problem, but I don't think the technologies are there that solve it.
Of course, there's always room for improvement, and this crisis has taught us that, with probably a few minor adjustments, conducting work and study from home is possible. But there's still work to be done. Sylvia Pignata says students have struggled with courses that aren't really fit for purpose.
If the courses are already developed in an online delivery mode, then that makes it a bit easier. But so many of the courses at university were meant to be delivered face-to-face. So students aren't really getting a high-quality online teaching environment because staff haven't had the time to create a wholly online program. We've just had to sort of come up with something within a short period of time. You know, we're trying to give the highest quality learning to our students as possible.
What we need to figure out now is how our education systems need to change. In the long run, schools and universities need to be better equipped for online learning. To give students the option for face-to-face or online learning, or both, would be a major step forward for both students and teachers. Eddie Blass says this would be the perfect learning environment, and students may be even more engaged if they had more options.
I actually think a blended model is a really good model, where kids do still go into school a couple of days a week, but the whole format's different, and then maybe 3 days a week they work from home on projects and tasks and sort of more self-managed learning. Maybe like some of the universities where they have these open learning hubs, like huge learning space libraries. You know, schools became more like that and kids were free to use that space.
While we still have a long way to go, 2020 has forced us to take that first step to changing how we live, work and play. Bruce Thomas says the future of work largely depends on creating technology that supports social interactions.
I also think the technology needs to get better. I've been very impressed with Zoom, but I also find it very limiting. I think we have to look at what works well for the social constructs we had in the past and saying, how can we support that in technology? And then look at saying, well, what does the technology do that actually improves the social constructs that we had? I also feel that it's important that people just physically meet. This working from home experiment has shown what works and doesn't work. I feel socially isolated, and that's impacted my kind of emotional well-being, not severely, but it's like I prefer to meet people. But for getting my normal work done, most of it I can do from home.
Workplace structures have always been more flexible than education structures, and Eddie Blass says incorporating online learning into our traditional methods may just be the answer we're looking for.
The third future would be that schools move to a more personalised learning approach, which is only possible if they embrace online learning pedagogies. They all think about, oh my God, don't want to go online, don't like the technology. It's actually think about what you're trying to achieve. And if you're trying to achieve personalised learning plans, the only way a teacher can manage that is online.
One thing we know for sure is that our future is uncertain, but we can now reflect on this experience to inform how we make positive changes to our lives. Bruce Thomas says we're going to see things change, and that we've proven to ourselves as a country and as a community that we're able to adapt to and deal with whatever life throws at us.
If you look back on history, every time there's been a major crisis or upheaval, nothing ever goes back to the way it was before. I think what it's demonstrated to different companies and applications and work practices that we can be more distributed. I think the working from home sort of demonstrated that we can actually get work done without physically being in the same room at the same time to people who haven't done that before.
And there are other upsides. Sylvia Pignata says after this experience, we will be more confident in our ability to respond to change and find new ways to work and study.
This is also instilled in people that, you know, they are resilient, they can adapt to change. And if some other adverse effects happen to us in the future, you know, we're able to get over that, we're able to resolve that and deal with it. So I think it's given a lot of people more confidence. You know, we've had to change the way that we work. We've had to change the way that we relate to people. It's just such a huge impact on our lives. I think that uncertainty now that, you know, our life can change so quickly in the future. It is so many positives, but yet so many negatives as well.
Life Interrupted, Future of Work and Study is one of 6 episodes in Modcast Season 3. Today's episode was produced by me, Dimitra Papadopoulos. Our series senior producer is Sarah Martin from Radio Adelaide Podcast Works. Thanks to Sylvia Pignata, Bruce Thomas and Eddie Blass for their insights in this episode. Thanks also to Deanna Newchurch, Lisa Bailey and Kaya Buckskin-James for additional series support and resources. Our theme music for this series is Illum by South Australian artist Jazook. Other sound elements throughout the series were created by Tristan Louth-Roberts. Modcast Series 3, Life Interrupted, is presented by Mod at the University of South Australia and is linked to an online exhibition which you can find at mod.org.au.